The Bethel City Council took a position against the proposed Donlin Creek gold mine at their last meeting. The vote was the first on Donlin since the new council was seated last October. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson has more.
The city is in need of some port improvements. Silt has filled in several sections of prime barge docking real estate. Bethel's port director, Pete Williams.
Right now, this summer, I have no place else to park boats. The wall is full. And we don't have a place to anchor because that's filled in.
Williams and some on council thought Donlin might be a good place to look for some money. The proposed mine sits about 200 miles upriver. Mining companies Barrick Gold and NovaGold are hoping to extract what many consider to be the largest undeveloped gold resource in North America. When and if that happens, they'll be in need of a port facility somewhere in the lower Kuskokwim area. At their last council meeting, Councilmember Alan Hippler said whether you're for or against the mine, talking to developers would be a wise move for the city.
This resolution is not an endorsement of the mine. The city council, by passing this, will not be saying that the mine is great or any specific company is something that we want to encourage. We're merely determining whether, in the event that the mine is permitted, the city of Bethel will benefit and enjoy from the increased economic activity in this area, or whether it will bypass Bethel.
But Vice Mayor Eric Middlebrook thought otherwise and took a hard stance against any involvement with Donlin.
Going to Donlin Creek and Barrick Gold and saying, hey, we want to do business with you. We're inviting them to come to the city and do business with it. And I do not want to send that message to Barrick Gold. I really don't want to have anything to do with the mine upriver.
The swing vote came from first-term council member Heather Pike, who said she simply doesn't trust mining giant Barrick Gold.
Actions speak louder than words, and based on the past, I'm not too happy doing business with them in the future. So they've got a lot of convincing me and a great deal of people that I represent in this community that they have the best of intentions of doing business in our Delta and not destroying anything in the meantime.
The 3-4 vote against the proposal will restrict the city manager from pursuing port discussions with developers, but the council did invite Donlin representatives to present at a future council meeting. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.